The difference between drowning and just holding your breath is the struggle.
Welcome to the Web of Life podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, we will hear an offering of wisdom from one of our spirit bridges, Asa. Asa offers an imaginative, symbolic journey that has themes of water, birds, shape-shifting, and acceptance through struggle. This journey is offered in the spirit of gratitude, trust, and connection with all beings of the earth and beyond. Before we dive into Asa's journey, we will hear them give some perspective of their role in this setting and a bit of a caveat of how we can interpret any of the potential meanings we receive from this offering.
I just want to say that I'm only sharing with you what I experienced in tuning in for you. It is not a recommendation coming from me one way or the other as far as what you should or shouldn't do. I look at my role as simply to share with you what came through, and you get to make the meaning of it that is relevant to your life. That is what I feel my role is to be here, is just to relay to you what I experienced.
As you listen, do your best to keep some awareness on the words being spoken and to allow the imagery to play out in your mind. You might even close your eyes if it is safe to do so for you at this time. Notice how you feel in your body as certain words are spoken. Notice any thoughts or feelings that come up for you in response to the things being said and the imagery that is being illustrated here. Journeying is a powerful practice where the journeyer is receiving and interpreting or translating an abstract form of wisdom. The words that come through here shouldn't necessarily be taken literally. You're invited to feel into the symbols presented. Take whatever resonates with you, and leave the rest as it is. Blessings to you as we enter into our journey.
Before the sound of the drum even came to me, I think right away, I saw a flash of this deep, rich red, and it was moving as though it was almost like the bottom of a dress or something. It like snaked up to kind of form the edge of a woman's dress, and the word carmine came with it. And I double checked afterwards, and it was actually the color carmine that I was seeing, which is made from the cochineal bugs. And it's often used to make makeup and things. The other thing that came almost simultaneously was a flash of the star lily. If you Google that, it's not like a big tiger lily looking flower. It's a wild flower here in the Mountain West. Usually pretty small, white, 5 to 6 petals, pretty delicate. So star lily and carmine, which at least at first is interesting in that I think of carmine as being used in those really vibrant red lipsticks that at least in old world we would have associated with, you know, movie stars and celebrities, entertainment. Yeah, and then just the word star and star lily. When the drums started, I had a sense of sinking underwater, and there was this feeling of energy that was like sweeping over and off of my arms. I could feel it. It's as though maybe my arms were sort of crossed in front of me, and I could feel the sweeping motion from the elbow down on each side, like this wispiness coming off. And I could see the image of like the movement of this energy. It reminded me of in some paintings when someone goes to paint like in a beach scene, you know, the very like simple illusion of a bird, and it's just kind of this sloping line that comes down to a point and then slopes back up symmetrically on the other side. So it's like that, but it would be like several of those not directly overlaid on top of each other, but so it's like wispy, like if I took all 5 of my fingers and made that shape with my fingers spread out. And then there was another sort of wisp kind of coming up through the middle of that point where those two lines meet. As I'm sinking into this water, and it's like a lake or maybe like a spring, like I'm thinking of the natural springs. Yeah, just how the water is really pretty clear and it's like a sandy, soft bottom. It was like that, but there were like seagrasses and things. So as I'm sinking, I can feel myself, like my arms are moving in the water and I can feel this like frantic thrashing in there, flapping the arms of trying to self-rescue or swim. And I'm sinking all the way to the bottom. And so the feeling of that is scary and chaotic. Even the feeling of the drum in that time was just evoking a lot of fear for me. It felt like hectic and a little bit out of control. What's interesting to note is that the bottom that I was sinking to was not that far from the surface. You know, it seemed like it would be a reasonable depth to just stand up and be out of the water. But in this case, once I got to the bottom, I crossed my legs and sat down, and I even like pinched my nose for a second, and I could just feel the weight sort of all this water around my body. You know, it's like there's weightlessness, but there's also that sensation of just pressure around your body on all sides. Yeah. So, and then as I'm sitting there, it's like by the time I've pinched my nose and crossed my legs, I have this moment of like, okay, I'm here. And then in my mind's eye, I see this color wheel, and all the colors are side by side in their own circles, arranged in one big circle all together. And they slightly overlap, almost like that like flower of life pattern, but really just a pretty basic circle with overlapping circles. And there would be one color in each, except in this case, the only color that's showing is orange. And it's like going around and illuminating each of those circles one by one, almost like if you were hitting a drum set, hitting each drum once, like the color orange was like boom, 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 all the way around the circle. And then it transitioned to yellow. And then I'm back in this underwater world, and there's seaweed and kelp that's all around me. The water is really dark and murky, and I can feel this kelp and everything really just touching me, and it's overwhelming. And so I call on Otter, like River Otter. I know that for me to be a really helpful ally spirit. One otter came and sort of started spiraling around my body and swimming and trying to just make it so that at least some of that seaweed wasn't all up in my business. You know, it helped my mind relax for just a minute. And I remember recognizing, like, I asked for Otter and Otter came. They're doing everything that they can, and the rest is up to me. Then I see this flash of an olive brownish green color, and I had a flash of using bull kelp as a snorkel. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with bull kelp. So there's a big bulb at the end of it, and then the long tube up which the grassier part grows is actually hollow. And so I had this image of breaking open a little part there and pressing my lips to it and then breathing through that channel like a snorkel. And then there was a phrase from somewhere. It just said, "Aren't you clever?" And simultaneously, there was sort of an alternate to that, the Jurassic Park Velociraptor phrase, "Clever girl," like that. Yeah. And so in that moment, as I'm like thinking about this / seeing this bull kelp snorkel, I also have this realization of like, don't struggle, just stop struggling. And so my body relaxes on the bottom. I just sit in this really soft bed of sand and sort of go into this meditative pose, like inner posture, and just let it happen. And I recognize I'm not actually very deep in the water, and I'll be fine. I can get myself out of this if I need to. So after a while, I surface. In the process of doing so, I'm horizontal in the water, and it's like my body is tumbling over round and round like a barrel as I float to the surface. And it's kind of enjoyable. It could like almost be enjoyable. And then once I get to the surface, I'm just floating face up for a few minutes. At the surface of the water, I have this recognition that I have shapeshifted into the body of an eagle, and my wings are splayed out across the surface of the water very awkwardly, you know, and like I'm kind of awkwardly lifting one wing and then the other, and everything's just soaking wet. Even as an eagle, I have the sensation of coming up, and all my hair as a person is like plastered to the side of my head, and it's just a mess, and it's in my eyes, and it's heavy, and yeah, like everything's a mess. And my human self had the impression of coughing up this wad of algae or pond scum looking stuff. It was very greenish brown, and some of it's like maybe algae is the right term for it. I'm very slimy. Yeah, so I cough that up, and then I am back in my eagle body here as I'm sensing and experiencing. I recognize that the way that I'm feeling the wetness of my wings is more like ostrich feathers, but it's just really soggy. In my waking physical human form, I can feel that sort of sweeping energy at my arms again, but it's like really, really heavy. And then the sense of my arms just feel like very useless in this moment. The eagle slash me slash you is just kind of floating there for a soggy minute. Maybe a little dejected, maybe pride bruised, but otherwise fine. It's just a little clumsy. And then across the pond spring, I see this red, orange, yellow, black shadow, almost like I'm seeing the figure of someone on the other side of one of those Japanese silk screens that might divide a room. The form of a woman with very long legs and full breasts. Her knees are bending in a way that human knees don't bend, and she's like carefully picking her footing through the edge of the lake shore. And then she transforms into the body of a heron, and suddenly like those long legs make sense. Her elegance and her gracefulness makes sense. Even as I'm thinking about it now, some of these wispy feathers, I'm like, oh yeah, herons have some wispy feathers. And then I slash you are that heron, and there's an emphasis on the use of that spear-like bill with a lot of precision and making really careful, deliberate footsteps. There's a sense of being able to work with this environment in this form. And the word that came up was proficient. Somewhere in the midst of all this, I saw a couple of more random images. One was elk, just a flash. And that was actually like way before any of this lake stuff started. And then the other thing was like a bamboo shoot. It was as though someone was pulling back layers of it and it was being peeled away. There were all these little silken yellow-green strands that were being peeled back on it. And I could see like one of the nodes and then somebody peeling that back. Definitely lots of yellow-green stuff happening, and then orange being very prevalent. Some phrases that came at the end were trying to be something you're not, don't fight it, and the difference between drowning and just holding your breath is the struggle.
Web of Life is an animist church located in Tucson, Arizona. We strive to share our animist understanding with all Earth-honoring peoples. And as members of this Earth community of interwoven lives, we commit to contributing to the wellness of the whole, because we all belong. Thank you so much for your time and attention. We look forward to our next encounter.